She says that to create jobs, you must trust businesses and get rid of the unions. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I was probably the only non-South Carolinian watching Governor Nikki Haley's State of the State address on C-SPAN last night.
I love that we are one of the least unionized states in the country. It is an economic development tool like no other.
But people should hear this because she says she's discovered the secret to creating jobs. Fight labor unions.
They will do everything they can to invade our state and drive a wedge between our workers and our employers. We can't have that.
And to prove her approach works, she introduced an executive of the Boeing Company, which has set up a giant new assembly plant in North Charleston.
Judge Michael Ludig, Executive Vice President and General Counsel for the Boeing Company, representing BMW Manufacturing, Otis Elevator, representing ZF Group, and representing...
And then she kept introducing executive after executive who had set up or expanded businesses in the union-unfriendly environment of South Carolina.
A great South Carolina round of applause.
Because she says South Carolina employees don't need unions.
Our companies in South Carolina take care of their employees.
Whereas unions, she says, only suck money out of employees' pockets. And she plans to force those unions to disclose which politicians get that money.
And we'll make the unions understand that they are not needed, not wanted, and not welcome in the state of South Carolina.
A state which, by the way, ended 2011 with a budget surplus. A state which, this weekend, will likely determine who runs against Barack Obama. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.